Early exit poll data suggests Latinx voters in Michigan overwhelmingly supported President-elect Joe Biden over President Donald Trump. Angela Ocampo is an assistant professor in the Department of Political Science at the University of Michigan. While Ocampo says we can glean some information from exit poll data in Michigan, the data is not a representative sample for voters from marginalized groups. In Michigan, exit poll data surveyed nearly 3,000 voters, but Latinx and Black American voters only made up 3% of those surveyed.
We know that historically exit polls have not been quite representative of racial and ethnic groups. And we've known this kind of historically. This was the case, you know, was the case in 2016, has been the case for a really long time, that these exit polls may not be necessarily the most accurate when it comes to racial and ethnic minorities.
In Michigan, the candidates received 76 and 22% of the vote, respectively. But this voting bloc is not monolithic, and their political opinions vary widely. Ocampo says Latinx voters in Florida, who are largely Cuban Americans that aren't U.S. born, turned out for Trump more than any other state, though Biden still won the majority of the vote there among this voting bloc. And in Michigan, Latinx voters are largely U.S. born Mexican Americans and Puerto Ricans, who tend to lean more progressive.
And so I think taking these things into context and sort of seeing again how the Mexican and Mexican American vote has leaned and has gone in the rest of the country speaks to similarities, if you will, about the vote intent and the preferences for candidates.
In this election, more than any others, exit poll data has shown the political differences among Latinx voters in the United States. Ocampo says it was this voting bloc that helped deliver a victory to Democrats in battleground states like Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada. For WKAR News, I'm Michelle Jokashpolo.